This is St. Louis Public Radio. Residents of East St. Louis will gather on Sunday to remember the victims of the 1917 race riot. On that day, 100 years ago, mobs of white people, angered over labor issues, roved through the city, assaulting African Americans and burning their homes and businesses. The legacy of the race riot has been forever etched into the family trees of its victims. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard recently spoke with three descendants of families touched by the violence. The Reverend Joseph Brown is chairman of the Race Riot Centennial Commission. His father taught him about the riot. Stephen Kaiser is the great-great-grandson of a white hardware store owner killed during the rioting. And Ann Walker is an East St. Louis historian. Her family came from Arkansas and Mississippi during the Great Migration.
The family had been established, homes were bought, lived in, and they were prepared to bring the women and the children up. And on July 2nd, 1917, a group of those women and children were on the train coming in to East St. Louis. Charles Billups was the oldest, and he's the one who I have oral history on, who talks about being on the train, looking out the window, seeing this billow of smoke coming from where these grown people who were supposed to know better were taking him. Charles remembers being there at the time when the city looked like it was on fire. But he never expressed this to anybody. So finally, when I did ask about it, he just kind of poured it out to me.
My father and uncle had a hardware store, and they were the third generation in the family business. There was this picture of my great-grandfather, William. So I asked my father about it. He didn't really talk that much about him because at the time he was murdered in the race riots, my dad would have only been about 2.5. He told me that the streetcar was stopped in front of the hardware store and that there were white men who were attacking African Americans. That there was a family from St. Louis that were on their way back home and that white men had shot and killed the father, had shot and killed the son, and the wife was being attacked. My great-grandfather somehow got in between. What my father told me that my great-grandfather said was that you've already killed the husband and son, you know, spare the woman. At that point, they killed my great-grandfather. I think being an immigrant and whatever he had experienced before he came to the United States may have, you know, colored his approach or motivated him.
My father was my first teacher of Black history. The story in my family was that his parents and he and his sister and brothers were living in that area where the riots took place, but for some reason their house was spared, but they hid people under their porch and in their basement. So I'm hearing this when I'm 5, 6, 7 years old. I have carried that voice memory in me forever. I was born in East St. Louis, and I lived there until I started 7th grade when my family moved. That was 1956, was when so many of the industries, which is also part of the story of the riots, because the industries that brought people up by the busload and trainload to help break unions, those same companies started leaving. While we commemorate the atrocities and call for healing of memories, there is a promissory note for East St. Louis that has still not been paid.